with your host,
Manny Amway,
and Laura Lee,
your favorite podcast.
Yes. Well, look at there, watching your favorite podcast on this fine Friday evening.
Look at us. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
How are you guys doing this gorgeous day?
You guys, we got some tea to spill.
It's, you know, it's a rapid fire. Like the I feel like the for us, because we block shoot. Not,
yeah, we
so block shoot. So it's like, it's, our first one's always rapid fire. Mm-hmm. And the second one's something different.
You guys, we're thinking of having a guest on next week too. Don't you think, Manny? It's time.
You're right.
Let's marinate on who we should who have should on we have? Next. Who should we have next?
Maybe we should have them comment like someone they think that would be fun to be on the pod.
Ooh, I like what that idea. What do you guys idea.
Think? I think that'd be cool. Okay. Like, let us know who would be a fun guest to have.
You tell us.
That potentially is in LA.
that we could like actually get. They're going to be like, Mr. Beast.
I'm like, mm-mm. I don't think it's going to happen.
No,
I don't think Mr. Beast would do that.
Mr. Beast, if you come on our podcast, we will not ask you one analytical YouTube question.
Promise. We will literally just...
We don't know.
For you.
Yeah.
We will just love you.
We'll find other things to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. But today, you guys, we have a rapid fire. But first, of course, we have to do...
Peek and pit. We have to. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. I have no makeup on today.
Oh, me
is that
either.
Like, is that okay?
I decided to go natural as well.
We're all just very natural
today.
I'm like
today. 8 layers in on makeup.
The only reason I did is because I just forgot.
Did you know?
Yeah, today's been a crazy day, so
it
I just
has.
Forgot to
You've
apply
had a
makeup.
Crazy day already.
I've had a crazy day, so that is why I'm not glam right now.
That's right.
I sound like Myra Rose.
Well, I'm going to actually start with my peak.
Give it.
Because I put my makeup on early this morning because I've literally been in this warehouse, like downstairs in my warehouse, packing orders all day long for Minimal LA. So there's actually been a lot of confusion. I did a full YouTube video. And
let's link it.
Okay, we'll link it. Down below. That would be great. Because there's been like so much confusion because people are like DMing me often saying, did you start a new brand? Like, what's going on? And I've linked my YouTube video a few times. I don't want to keep linking an IG story and annoy anyone. But I'm like, all your information's here. It's like too much for me to talk about like in an IG story. You know what I mean?
Impossible.
I'm like
it's
just
so long.
Watch the video. Mm-hmm. But Nudie Batuti is now Minimal LA. The YouTube video explains the transition and everything behind it.
But it's a transition. It's the same thing.
It's the same brand, same premise. It's a boutique by me, just rebranded to Minimal LA. But the reasonings why we did it wasn't just a whim is in the YouTube video. So it's linked below. Check it out.
Yes.
But my peak is that it's back. So we took Nudie Patootie down 5.5 months ago, almost six months.
Yeah.
Bummer. And I really missed it. And we rebranded it during that time for good reasons. And it's back now, guys. We sold out a lot of our exclusive items, which are items we created on our own. And
you sent me a shirt.
You're going to kill me, but your hoodie has been in my car.
Okay, I'm getting it today.
No, because I didn't drive my car here. That's why I say you're going to kill me. Oh,
God.
I've been promising him this hoodie forever.
She has, I will admit.
And I was like, I grabbed you one because we sold out of the hoodies.
Yeah, just in case.
So I grabbed you one, took it out of stock, and it's just in my car.
And it's in your car. I was wondering why I didn't see your car outside.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah. the entire road together today.
Uh-huh.
So, no hoodie for you.
Great.
I'm sorry.
I'll get it the next time.
I'm so sorry. Yes. I know I keep saying the next time I was like sitting in my car, but I knew when I was in my office today, I was like, damn, that hoodie's in the car.
you're like, mother.
I was like, fuck. Uh-huh. I was so mad at myself. But
isn't it so nice to have it back, though, by the way?
Oh, my God. It's so nice. You guys, check it out. It's minimla.co. And it's a play on the word minimal. If you switch the L and the A around, it spells minimal. And yeah.
But it's nice because it's minim LA, which is like you're in LA. Minimal.
Right.
It's just like, overall, it's such a good encompassing name.
Thank you. The feedback was huge on YouTube. Mm. A lot of people were like, oh, that's great. I hated the name Nudie Patootie. I was like, thank you.
You're like this.
I'm like, that's great.
I thought Nudie was a really cute name, actually.
I thought it was so cute.
Very cute. And it's like a nice like ode to your roots.
Exactly. And it's like I started this boutique, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to put my name in it because my makeup brand is Lauralee Los Angeles, had my name. So I don't want like two stores with my name in it. So I'm like, what could I name a boutique that would still relate it to me? And Nudie Patootie was perfect because it's kind of a boutique-y name. Mm-hmm. The nudie part of it kind of describes the aesthetic of the boutique. And if you hear the word Nudie Patootie, you automatically know who it belongs to without my name being in it. So it was literally perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's why I named it Nudie Patootie. But apparently no one
really liked it. I also feel like it's so like... Huh. Like the South. It gives me, Nudie Patootie is such like a Southern thing to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt like it just correlated so well.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, Nudie Patootie, it just made sense.
Right.
Plus it's like also like one of your most popular palettes.
It is. It's like a neutral empire over there on Lauralee Los Angeles.
Yes.
So it was just perfect.
It's perfect.
Until it wasn't anymore. Watch the video. But anyways, it's back. So minimla.co. is our new site. I'll link it down below if you guys want to scroll through and check out our new vibe. It's super gorgeous. I'm obsessed.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And it looks stunning. The site is literally stunning.
Thank
and I will be wearing a hoodie soon.
Yes, ma'am.
I sure will.
He sure will.
And the shirts.
And the shirts. The t-shirt sold out as well.
And the shirt sold out.
We're going to get it back in stock. We're also coming out with some other things that we've been working on. Yeah,
for like you're going to be pumped. Items.
Yes, they're so good. We have some biker shorts left. They're amazing. We're going to get you in some bikers.
I don't know if bikers are my journey. You're going to see my literal cock outline in the biker shorts. Because I'm not going
to
tuck.
We're going to go to the club with you and the bikers. And I'm going to film the whole thing. Hey. Our new promo video.
Nothing moves when he dances.
Yes.
That's great. Wow, oh my God. Okay, let me see. Let me think of my peak. My peak. So last week I actually ended up going to Hawaii.
Oh.
And it was fun. I went with my family and we went for a wedding. It was like an old family friend wedding. It was like she likes, and I grew up Mormon in the church. Like you're staying in the same church for like your whole life. So they were members of the church.
Oh, you
and
guys
we
got
grew
really close.
Together. Like we literally grew up together. It's like my other so family cool. growing up. And so Sione is his name, he was getting married. And so we're like, let's just do like a trip out to Hawaii and see it. And it was, he's Tongan and his wife is Polynesian.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Polynesian. Tongan? No, yeah, I'm Polynesian. Yeah. So Tongan and Polynesian. And so they did like performances at the wedding.
No,
and
it was themselves?
Like, not them, but like
but
their family.
They,
like,
wow.
No, their family. They're like, okay, all of like this is, and then like she performed a little bit with her sisters. They did
so
like the full
cool.
like Islander dances. There was fire dancing.
Wow.
It was different. I've never been to a wedding like that.
Yeah.
Where it was literally like dancing, like those performances, and there wasn't like you having to get up and dance and do that thing. Cause like at Mexican weddings, it's very like, baby, the second you sit down, you're up and
you're dancing
the whole time. You're going.
You gotta move.
You gotta move the entire time. So it was nice to see like a different culture's wedding. I was like,
that's so cool.
It was wild. It was so wild. It was just really, really cool. And it was nice to go. I will say I died. A heat stroke over there.
Is this your pit or no?
No.
Okay, this
it's
is
just an extra side on. It's just like
this took me out.
Laura, I don't think I even told you that someone tried to break into the Airbnb. I forgot to tell you this. Yes. Someone tried to break in.
I'm so scared. Tell me.
So we ended up going to an Airbnb and we stayed in North Shore and it was like a really gorgeous Airbnb. Apparently there's no AC. That about took me out.
Why is there no AC? Just question because like Hawaii is like known for being like really hot.
Right, but also because it's on the water, so it's like, oh, it's like the breeze. And I'm like, no. When the breeze is warm, I don't want it.
That feels like a European. That feels very European.
Feels very London.
Very London.
Very London energy.
It's giving Paris.
Yeah, it's giving Paris.
It's giving Paris. Parisian.
So I was like, I'm not doing well here. Like, I was literally like, I didn't sleep well. I had to take Tylenol PM to like fall asleep because I was so sticky and hot. Like, I sleep like really cold.
Listen,
so I was not doing okay.
Was funny to me, Manny was sending me a couple of voice notes explaining the situation, and he's like, well, I had to keep my window open obviously to get air, and the whole time he's sending this voice note you just hear
yep.
Cars just fly by. It sounds like he's on the side of a freeway sending me voice notes.
So we're on like that one busy road that's like in Hawaii on Oahu, and so the house is here, road is here, water is here. It's literally the road is 20 feet in front of us.
Oh, God.
So I had to keep my window open because it's so hot and I need a breeze, but the cars are so loud. It woke me up multiple times throughout the night where I literally like jolted up because it rained one of the nights and it like shook me because it's so loud.
I can't.
I was like, I just wasn't doing well.
No.
But so we ended up going across the street to the water. We're like, okay, we're gonna go like snorkel. We're gonna hang out and do our thing. And I was like, this is brave because me and my mom almost drowned in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't been in the water since.
Oh, no way.
I've not been like snorkeling in the water since then. Because I've just been like, it traumatized me. So I haven't been since. And so we're in the water and it's like literally just to hear. So I'm like,
you're fine.
I'm fine. Like I was like in it. We see a man walk up to our Airbnb because it's right across the street, but we're in the water.
What?
He walks up to Airbnb. Going around, he's like knocking on the door, and like we're obviously like out here. We're kind of like, and he has like a worker's jacket on, like the little like that looks like a cone almost,
uh-huh.
The orange jackets,
a reflective
like jacket. So he's like kind of knocking, and we're like, that's so weird. And we're kind of like, we're just watching because we're not gonna say anything because we're like, huh? He's like let's say half a football field away at this point. So he's knocking on the door. He goes onto the other like side door, knocks on the door, goes to the side door. Tries to open
and
the side door.
And y'all were sitting back watching.
And literally like, so as soon as he tried to open the door, my dad and Nick both got out of the water and like walked down. They're like, can we help you? So they went over to talk to him. And me and my mom were like,
freaking out.
Like, what the fuck? Like, if we were in there, like, that would have been so weird.
Scary.
So he's tried to open the door. And the guy was like, oh. And so he gave my dad a story. He goes, oh, you know, I was just like trying to find the like owner of the house because I want to like rent it potentially to like move in to move into.
So you try to bust through the door?
Yeah.
No.
But that was like, my dad's like, he just gave us a story.
Why would you? Come on, dude. He didn't know that y'all were watching.
He had no idea that we were watching it as we were like across the entire time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And so he left and my mom took, like, as he was leaving, my mom has her phone up like this, taking a photo of his driver's license. She's like, I'm going to make it obvious. And I was like, literally almost getting broken into.
What is going on?
That's crazy.
I would never stay there again.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I never will. Now I'll be like, okay, I'm going to find some place with AC, too. I was already never going to stay.
You're like, oh, that didn't have to happen
but
to stop me,
that
baby.
Added to the, I was like, oh, my God. Like, why is he trying to get into our Airbnb?
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
That's so fucking crazy.
It could have been my pit.
Thank God your dad was there.
I know, honestly. And Nick too. Like he went with him to go like.
Your dad's like.
My dad's scary.
Your dad will shut that shit down.
Yeah, he will like. And my dad said that he obviously went along with it. He was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Because he doesn't want to like.
Make it so obvious. Yeah. So he was like, yeah, of course. Like, here's the guy's number. Da da da. Was like playing along. And then as soon as he came back to me, he's like, that guy's full of fucking shit.
He knew.
Yeah. He took a photo of the license plates, everything.
Good. Oh my God.
And I was like, that's so, it feels so like intrusive.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, it's freaky. I don't like it. But that was our last night. So that was the last night that we were there. So I was like, okay, we're going to leave tomorrow.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Like, we're going to be
fine.
Out of here.
Manny, what did I tell you my pit was?
Not shitting.
Is that what it? Yeah. Oh my God. I told Manny my pit and I was like, I done forgot it. But I know he'll know. So my pit is not
being,
shitting.
It's not being a poopy girl.
Not being a poopy girl. Yeah. I'm a party girl, but not a poopy girl. You guys,
Let's
TMI.
Talk about it. Let's talk about it.
So
this is what the podcast is for, though.
You're so right. It's for two. We're here. I'm in the right place. This is the safe place.
You're in a safe place.
Guys, I hadn't pooped for 5 days.
That, when you sent me that voice note, it took me out.
Literally.
Five?
Five. I was getting nervous today. So last night I ended up taking a laxative because I was like, I'm so bloated right now. I'm going to get pregnancy comments. And I'm like, I'm literally full of shit.
Literally.
Truly to the top. It's about to come out of my ass. Up to here. And I was to the point where I was like, am I supposed to still be eating if I have a shit in my face? Like, I was like, do I stop eating now? And like, I read online stuff to do and like, it's all bullshit. And it's like, drink more water. So I told Manny, I was like, Manny, I have drank, I think it was 16 8-ounce cups of water in one day. Mm-hmm. I was going through 16 fluid ounce bottle. So that would be, you know, whatever.
A literal ton
of water.
And you like, I think you like ran a mile.
I did. And when I
exercise,
I literally ran a mile, just ran the straight thing to try to get my heart rate up, to try to get bowels moving. Mm-hmm. So I feel like sometimes that does help.
For sure.
Like cardio helps your bowels to awaken. I did it all. The stretches, stomach massages, eating more fiber.
Literally everything you could possibly do.
I literally ate like a bowl of boiled broccoli and just nothing. Like not even like having to poop. Like,
no, literally just
like,
nothing. You just added more to your stomach.
Sat on the toilet forever. Like I did everything. And so finally, I haven't taken a laxative in years. But I was like, it says take 1 to 2. So I took 1 because I was like,
just in case.
Yeah.
You don't want to shit yourself either.
Let me test the
waters.
You
wake up and you're poopy.
That's what like, Ty said. No. He was like, you're going to wake up with shit in the bed. And I was like, I don't know.
No, not with, if you took 2, you never know.
You never know. But one, I only took 1.
Yeah.
And this morning, all hell broke loose in the bathroom. I have been in so much stomach pain, but I feel so much better.
Because it happened.
It happened.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm on top of the world again.
The sweet relief.
Oh, the sweet, sweet relief. I know there's more in there. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. I've never in my life gone 5 days to not shit. You know what? Yes, I have.
When you had surgery.
Sixth grade camp.
Oh, wait, what?
No, not even then. Sixth grade camp.
Oh, really? You
couldn't pooped the entire... During the camp, I never shit the whole time in sixth grade camp.
Here's what's weird. This has happened to me multiple times in my life when I didn't eat properly.
Okay.
But this hasn't happened to me in years. I'm
also, you were eating like... not bad.
No.
That's why it's weird.
It's weird. Me and Ty were also trying to like calculate like what's going on. I'm like, I've had just like all the normal foods, veggies, salads.
Yeah.
You know, nothing weird, nothing to block me. I also cut like a lot of dairy out of my diet once I couldn't poop. Because right. sometimes I hear that I'm like cheese and stuff can block you. So I was like, I won't eat any cheese.
It's a literal block of cheese just right on your hole like that.
Literally yellow cheddar.
Yeah. Stuck to it.
And it just, you guys, it's been a real nightmare for me. It's been a real nightmare. But X-Lax, one Save pill the day. Took me out of the game.
It took you out.
It took me out. If I took two.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Honey, call 911.
Yeah. Call We're going to need ambulance. The FBI, SWAT. We're going to need it all. There's just no way.
So that's my trauma, and I'm passing through it. So now I'm
and
like.
And it's passing through you.
And it is finally passing through me. But now I'm like, okay, I'm scared now because I'm like, well, now that that's ran through me, what if I don't poop for the next 5 days again? Like, what if this is a thing I'm
a
in?
A cycle. No, yeah. It's there's no way. No, no. Don't even say that because honestly, like, that's scared. When issues rise and people have to, like, get, like, their intestines cut out and, like, ostomy bags. Yeah. And that's when it becomes, like, an issue.
I'm, like, don't even
That's, know like, if they have been, like, shit for 6 months.
Elvis. Erin literally walked in while I was pooping. She was like, you smell terrible. And, one, you're going to die like Elvis. And I was like, hey, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here. As it's like coming out of you, you're like, get the fuck.
That was, I was like sweating on the toilet and I'm like, you just come in here to talk shit to me.
While I'm shitting.
And I'm suffering. Be nice. Be nice to me.
It's like bridesmaids. You're like this. Yeah. This thing's gone.
She literally looks, she was like, you're going down like Elvis. And I was like, Erin.
Get out of here now before I hurt you.
Very sympathetic to my needs.
Yeah. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's trauma.
What's yours?
Okay, my pit of the week. Okay, so I recently, there was a new like drug that just got passed by the FDA for vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And it's a cream. It's a cream you apply
topical.
It. A topical cream. You apply for 6 months to a year. And they said they had like 50% people like got repigmentation, which I'm like, that is like insane. Like that's a lot for a repigmentation of your spots. And so I've had vitiligo for the last like 6 years, and I've gotten more used to it as time's gone on, but it's still, it's not something that I'm like comfortable with either. Right. Like it's something I still am insecure about. Mm-hmm. I can't just be like, it's fine. Like I'm not at that spot, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to see if I can get this cream and buy it. And so that's a cool moment. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go to my dermatologist.
You went to the dermatologist.
And she prescribed it to me. She's like, okay, so this is the issue. And I'm like, what? What's the fucking issue now? She goes, my clients are having a real hard time getting the cream because it's not covered by insurance. And I was like, what do you mean it's not covered by insurance? Because I'm with Kaiser. Like, I have insurance. And, you know, I can get things sent to Kaiser.
So what is it, a cosmetic?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, like, essentially, like, a cream. Like, a 60-gram cream.
Okay.
So, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, how much is it? Because I'm thinking, like, it's going to be, like, $500.
You're going to splurge? Because the cream would probably last you years.
I would say, like, a year. Because you have to, like, apply it twice a day. Okay. Like, it lasts me, like, at least, like, a year. Like I was like, how much is, like, $500, $600? She goes, it's $2,000.
That's a Chanel bag.
I said, what? She's like, it's $2,000.
Are you kidding?
And I'm like,
that's so stupid. Like, who is
$2,000?
Who is buying that? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, because insurance isn't covering it. She's like, I'm having clients are having a hard time because it's not covered by insurance.
Oh my god!
And I was like, okay. And I was like, is there? Because you know, like usually with creams and stuff like that, there could be a coupon.
A lot of times, pharmacies have dramatic discounted
insane,
coupons.
Insane ones. So she's like, okay, we're gonna go look up little coupons. No coupons anywhere.
Oh, nowhere. None.
And so I'm like, okay, why don't we try to see if we can cheat the system? Send it to Kaiser.
Yeah.
Because I'm with Kaiser. So I'm like, maybe like if I get it through Kaiser, it'll be fine. So we send it to them. The Kaiser calls me. They're like, it's going to be
$2,100. Oh, gosh.
It's going to be $2,100. And I was so like,
so more. They're like, so we'll charge you more for going through us.
Some more. So I ended up going and buying the creams. I do want to see.
Did you?
I did. I ended
up
buying
God.
It. Because I just want
to
know.
I'm dying to know now. Obviously, we'll have to wait in time.
Yeah, and I've used it for so far one day.
Okay.
I've only used it for one day so far.
Are you excited to see?
I'm excited because I'm very intrigued to see. Because the thing is for me, what's pissing me off is like I have vitiligo over my eyes. And that's like what really annoys me is like around my face.
You're trying to put it there.
And
nicely.
I want, that's like where I want it to be, is put it underneath my eyes and around my eyes. That's where I want it to be gone the most.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like it off like my dick. That would be nice.
Are you
too
gonna try it on there. Your dick?
I will if this works. So if it works, smart. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna try it here because that's such an immediate, like I can see if it's working.
Smart.
And I'm also putting on this spot. So I'm like, I'm gonna put it here and then I'm gonna put this little spot.
That's good. Just because
it's a test.
A real good test.
And like, cause here it's harder to tell I have it on my face, but I know it's there.
But if that's my finger, like back, I
can,
you're in business.
I'm like, oh shit, like I can
you're
really
be
tell.
In good business.
So my pit is the fact that I had to spend $2,100 on a cream.
That's mind blowing.
For something that like is like an ailment. It's like not a disease, or what would it be called? I guess it's a skin condition.
Yeah, it's a skin condition.
So that's where I'm at. I just spent $2,100 two days ago.
That is crazy.
And I literally couldn't even believe it, but I'm so intrigued to know if it would work. Yeah. And the thing is, what's gaggy too, is I spent $2,000 to see if it might work.
Yeah, to not even
not
know
even to not
you're
even
gonna
know.
Get results.
I don't know
for
if it's
sure.
gonna get results.
It's
50%.
Like a 50%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Well, I'm intrigued now to know. So you definitely have to update us like through your progress to see what happens.
I definitely will. I'm
if
also,
nothing happens,
I'm just tired
how
of big
fucking
pharma.
Piss. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm tired
yeah.
of big pharma.
Literally.
The insulin thing.
I cannot
like, it's
imagine.
Crazy.
Like families literally go broke all the time due to medical yeah. expenses.
It's literally crazy. I mean, like I didn't. So I have a friend who has. His sister is diabetic mm-hmm. and she needs insulin, you know, yeah. to like continue to live and function. And every 2 weeks, she has to spend $1,000 on insulin.
Holy crapola. Mm-hmm. How?
This is why a lot of people will go to Mexico or Canada to get insulin.
I know I would.
Because it's so much cheaper there.
I know I would.
Mm-hmm. And that's like for people like they need that to live. Like it's like
this
they are diabetic.
This is a necessity. Like yeah. it's not an option for them.
No, it's
How
not an option.
Scary.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow, that's horrifying.
It's horrible. So we need to start fixing the healthcare system because that's a different episode.
That's a different journey.
That's a different situation at hand.
Dang.
But yeah, that's my current pit. But let's
well,
see. It could hopefully
let's
it turns
see
into
what
a
happens.
Peak.
Yeah, let's see hopefully what it happens with peak. It. Even though I mean it's so expensive, but let's get an update after mm-hmm. you've been using it
for
maybe like
months.
4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
because things like that always take a lot of time.
Oh, literally forever. Because like my spots take. So long to even grow.
We dealt with vitiligo a lot when I worked at the dermatologist.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it took so long for them to get any kind of results or anything like
it's
that.
It's just like a slow mover, mm-hmm. for sure.
Because it's like your body has to be like, oh, like maybe.
Yeah.
Also, like because the cream itself,
same thing
what
with
it
melasma.
Does.
You know,
oh,
it's
yes.
like the opposite.
Opposite darkening.
Like a lot of women, I mean, men can get it too, but would get the melasma on their face. Oh, yeah.
That's like the pregnancy causes it. That's like, I see where it's like the most is in pregnancy. It's like their body like literally attacking them.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy because vitiligo, like the cream, what it does is it's supposed to like be an inhibitor of your like immune response there. So it's like you put it on and it's supposed to inhibit your immune response.
It's
kind
of crazy they were like, able like to figure that out through a topical.
I know.
You know? But I mean, your skin absorbs everything that you
absolutely.
Put on it. Your skin's your largest organ. It's mm-hmm. absorbing everything.
All the time. But it was meant for eczema. So they found out that it worked for vitiligo, I think. That's how the cream came to be. They're like, oh my God, the people are getting repigmentation.
Do you know something interesting? While I was working in dermatology and something I never thought of, a dermatologist, I'm not saying any names, but a dermatologist, I remember like a patient was like, is the self-tanner fake if your skin's absorbing everything? And it was
is
like.
Is self-tanner fake?
I'm sorry. Is it safe?
Safe.
I'm so sorry. My brain's
like,
on 50%.
It is.
Yeah.
It is fake.
Is it safe? You're like, I can answer that one.
In
yes.
Fact,
is it safe fake. Since everything is being absorbed,
totally,
you know?
Totally.
I think at the turn, the dermatologist I was talking to was talking to him about your skin absorbing product.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, it gets washed and cleaned out through your kidneys. And I'm just like, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I am putting, you know, so I don't know. It's just like scary to think about. 100%. You know, and our FDA approves anything and everything.
Yeah.
So it was just scary how I was.
Thank God for our kidneys, honestly.
I was in that room like this. What did you just say? Like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Like, I remember, like, when I was studying, like, health science in school and, like, you find out your kidneys, that's literally what they're for. It's to, like, clean out everything.
And I'm like, you're absorbing in goes yes, through. I never in my life even thought about putting on a self-tanner. Not that I'm saying it's toxic or bad
right,
for your
totally.
Kidneys technically, but mm-hmm. just the thought of me putting self-tanner through my kidneys was, like, a no-go for me. I don't know. It was,
right.
like, shocking.
It's shocking.
I definitely have continued to use some, but.
Same.
while being shot.
No, you're like, oh my God, this is crazy.
My kidneys deserve better.
I'm so sorry. That's why it's so important to drink a lot of water.
Yeah. Because
that's what helps your kidneys function better.
Absolutely. And that does, it literally is the fix-all pretty much. Yeah, I mean, everything. It's not, but it is the water drinking. Well, we're going to take a break.
Yes.
And then we'll be right back to jump into the drama of this week's rapid
fire. I'll be right back.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We're back. We're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back, and the tea is hot. Shall we begin?
We shall. Let's go and start off with our rapid fire.
Dun, dun, dun,
first
dun.
Things first. Let's go and talk about Mr. Andrew Tate. Mr. Andrew Tate.
I'm about to roll my eye up out of my head.
Literally into oblivion. Outer space. Yeah.
Oblivion.
Into the oblivion.
Let me tell you something. We're not, listen, we're thinking about doing a deeper dive on this.
Yes, we are.
So let us know.
Like a deep dive on Mr. Andrew and just kind of talking about like who he is, what he's about, how he became who he is. Like I'm so.
He kind of came out of nowhere in a weird way.
That's what I feel. I'm like, so I'm very intrigued to like figure out who he is. So almost like researching and being like, what do you do? How did this even happen? Like, why are you like literally like the most like viral dude right now?
Because I feel like 5 minutes ago, like really, he only had a small group of people that knew who he was, like a small category of people. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the whole world knows who he is overnight, which I know for a fact he loves.
Oh, he's like obsessed with that.
He definitely loves. He definitely loves.
The reason we're bringing him up right now is because of the whole idea of him being blocked off all social media.
So if you guys don't know who it is, I'm sure you've heard the name surface around or the conversation about him surface around. He was a kickboxer. He's done so many things, which that's more of a deep dive. But yeah. I think reality TV and kickboxing's really where he got his first claim the to first like start. Being known.
Totally.
And then anyways, he's a misogynist.
Misogynist.
Dude who's known for like saying really incredibly hurtful, outrageous things online and getting those sound clips to go viral, which gives him a lot of attention and following. Mm-hmm. So because of this, he's now blocked off all social media as well. Social media has deleted his accounts.
So he's like the self-proclaimed king of toxic masculinity.
Yes, he loves it. And I'm like, he loves it. That's what he promotes.
That's what he promotes.
That's what you're seeing.
That's what he's about. He loves the idea of like men being providers and women being the like lesser than stay-at-home wife, take care of the kids. That's what he likes. Like that's his thing.
That's what he promotes.
That's what he promotes. Too. So that's kind of what he's about. The reason that he was actually blocked off socials was because I was seeing some of like the articles and it was about how the social media accounts and people are saying like, you know, he's like building this like almost army of young men who are following him.
They love that kind of stuff. That could
potentially really be so harmful to like actual society.
He's like ramping up young men to...
What's it called? Like a cult leader almost.
Yeah. It's giving cult leader energy. That's the vibe that's going on, I would definitely say.
Mm-hmm. But I just saw he was banned from TikTok, banned from Instagram,
Those are like honestly are like the two main social medias he was on. Mm-hmm. And so both apps, who are owned by completely different companies, decided to ban him for good, permanently.
The clips that have gone viral, you guys have probably seen them, where he's talking about like how like women are property.
Yes.
And he's like, well, if my girl does OnlyFans, I should be getting 80% because she's my property.
Yes.
That's like how yeah. he talks, and that's like
that's
his
like
thing.
One of many, one many, of many horrific statements yes. that he said. But I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. He continuously makes these statements because of the amount of attention that it brings him, and he mm-hmm. eats it up, and it like works for him. There's definitely an audience for everyone, and clearly he's found that male audience that supports him in that disgusting journey. So
I'm like, I can't believe like there's a male audience that is like full misogyny. Know. It's just so weird
I
to
know.
Me.
I know, which goes to show you like misogyny is real.
Yes.
And like there's actually a huge audience out there that supports
like,
it.
Yeah.
And
the comments on his post are like, yeah, I so agree with this, like, yeah. for sure. And I'm like,
okay,
where
bud,
do y'all live?
I hope, oof, there's a lot of things I hope, but I just won't say here today.
I hope many,
I just
many
like
things.
Want the men that like leave those social media comments and like support it. Like, I just want them to have to wear it on a t-shirt to make sure their boss knows, any mm-hmm. women in their life, any yep. mothers that they have, yep. grandmothers they have, daughters they have, women that respected them should know their actual thought process on what they think about women.
I agree.
Because
I want to know what
they
look
like
too.
I feel like things like that slip under the rug, you know, the support yes. for Andrew Tate. And
I feel like it's like behind closed accounts.
Yeah, he has always. Always.
The gag is too, like his, like, so he has like that one online course thing, right? That's what he has. And it has, last time I had saw, I had like 127,000 members that pay $50 a month to learn how to like get rich quick. That's like his whole thing. And so I'm like, he has this like little army that's grown. So he's gained like 3 million followers in 2 months. So this isn't like some type of little like small thing. He's
more relevant right now
viral.
Than Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I saw
he's
that.
Being Googled and searched more than Kim Kardashian right now, mm-hmm. breaking records. And a lot of that's because people don't like him and there's so much drama surrounding him. So yep. they're just interested. It's not necessarily all supporters, mm-hmm. but he does have a lot of supporters. And this yeah. is it's a problem. And anyways, the story runs a lot deeper than this as mm. to like what's going on, where he came from, because he kind of came out of nowhere.
He came out of nowhere.
TikTok really, like, because TikTok mm-hmm. would take the podcast clips of outrageous stuff he would yep. say and like blow it up because mm-hmm. obviously
he's very polarizing.
Yeah, it's polarizing, you know, mm-hmm. and he knows what to say to trigger people. He knows what to say to get that attention.
I don't like him.
Honestly, me and Manny already kind of deep dove on him and watched a lot of like where he came from. Mm-hmm. And this isn't new for him. This is the person that he has put out to be online for a really long
since
time.
The
since
beginning.
The beginning, since mm-hmm. he was young. Like, this is like kind of like who he is. My point is, I don't think he's doing this for show. I think he genuinely believes what he's saying. And I think he loves the attention he gets off of it.
Same.
That's my thoughts on it.
Allegedly,
that's what I think. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he keeps doing it. I think if he didn't get any attention, I think he likes the negative and the positive attention.
Yeah, he wants it all.
I think if he got zero attention from it, I think he wouldn't do it.
He would do something else to get
another
attention.
I think he would find another way, but he's going to find a way to get attention. And that's what he wants, is attention.
Mm-hmm. I just...
Yeah.
It's not my vibe. It's just like not my... Like, guys like that are like the complete opposite of people I like.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's like yeah. Especially like as being like a gay guy, like I've always not felt super comfortable around straight men in general.
Those are the ones.
But those are specifically
the ones
that give me such like, they would like call me the F slur in my face, like very that energy, or just like say like almost like I'm a subhuman because I'm not straight.
It's people like that that I think are actually dangerous people.
Me too. And that's why he's off social media.
I've met
maybe two
people that are like, act like that mm-hmm. and like behind closed doors. It's honestly like dangerous. They're dangerous people. It's scary. And this is what we know.
Mm-hmm.
What don't we know?
Yeah. He gives me very God complex narcissism vibes.
I would say the number one complex that he has that is just so apparent is narcissism.
Yeah.
Like, it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's any hero here.
No, definitely not. He just freaks me out. The whole idea of it really freaks me out.
Yeah.
I just don't like people like that. And it like gives me the heebie-jeebies, if
the
you will.
The more you like learn about him, the more you're like, more, like it just freaked gets out, I get. Worse and worse. Uh-huh.
We have to
and
do a deep dive like on him.
Because there was a second I was like, oh, well, he's doing this now because he's enjoying, he's figured out a way to get attention. Yep. But then like deep diving, I'm like, oh no, this is who he is.
Yeah,
but he keeps doing it and yes. like ramps it up because he knows he gives him attention, you know, obviously. But I don't know.
I just can't imagine wanting that kind of attention. Because it's so negative, too.
But you, I think you would have to be, my opinion, I think you would have to be super narcissistic.
Narcissistic, yeah.
To
want all attention.
Want negative attention, if it's attention, it's attention. I just watched the TV show Staircase. They've done documentaries on it for years and years and years. I mean, so many like movies, documentaries totally. On the story of Michael Peterson. Did he push Kathleen, his wife, down the stairs, or did he brutally murder her?
Right.
Huge mystery. Well, his behavior throughout it is like any attention is good. Attention. It's very, he's a narcissist for sure. He loves attention.
Yeah.
He loves to hear himself talk. Andrew Tate, in my opinion, loves to hear himself talk. 100%. Loves nothing more than to hear his own voice running. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I don't know. It, like a lot of the behaviors, because watching this show, The Staircase, you guys should watch it. It's on HBO. They like.
Is it a documentary?
No, they like did a reenacting, okay. like a based on true events.
Got it.
And it's so well done. Like it's okay. so well done. You can't take your eyes off the screen. So well done. But the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, this narcissist.
Yeah.
And so then jumping into Andrew Tate, I'm like, not saying he's murdered anyone or would push a woman down the staircase. Right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the tendencies of the love for attention, whether it's negative or positive, comes from that narcissistic trait. And I see it absolutely. In both men.
Absolutely. I can agree more.
It's a really dangerous trait. It's narcissism is extremely dangerous. And if you've ever dealt with one in your real life, you've probably dealt with a tumultuous
spooky.
Situation.
It's
you know?
Spooky. Because they just can't see past their own emotion and what they want to see. Like they have, like narcissists have no empathy. They have no idea what's going on with other people, what they're feeling. Don't give a fuck about what they're feeling. So it's a very scary thing because naturally humans empathize with others, so they you know how to act right
and there's
in situations.
Like an obsession with self, you know, like an absolute all about them. Obsession with anything and everything, attention, anything for themselves, which is just I don't know. You know, there's a lot of different traits that lead into narcissism, but. I personally think Andrew Tate has a very huge narcissistic complex.
I couldn't agree more.
So
we'll deep dive on him later, I feel.
All right. Our next topic is also not good.
Also, it's spooky as well.
Also not good. So Kim K, as you guys know, she was robbed in Paris, tied up. And
I mean, when she tells a story, like I remember I saw that one that... It was like a clip of her talking about
with
the story.
With David Letterman.
Yep. And yeah. It was like, it's so hard to watch.
It is. It's hard to watch because, you know, you hear about these things happening, but for someone to actually like describe everything that happened, to speak out on it, to see their real emotions, it kind of impacts, you know, it makes you like realize like how horrifying it is.
Absolutely. And like, because I feel like a lot of people don't get that kind of platform to talk about something like that. But because Kim K is so... seen and so searched and so in the public eye for her to talk about this story, it gives like so much, it sheds so much light on the real traumas that go with something like a robbery.
I'm looking up the statement right now because it's short, but here it is. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to read it.
So the robber made a statement, by the way. That's
which,
what we're
by
saying.
The way, who's interviewing the robber?
Weird.
That
already fucking
go
weird.
To show you guys right here, the media will do an interview anyone for a click.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. They are interviewing the robber.
Yeah.
The robber.
For a headline. For a headline. A click. Yep.
So remember that. Anyway, she said, I knew her husband was Kanye West, but I didn't know who she was. So the robber didn't know who Kim K was, but he always liked this huge star, Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I saw one of the shows with her on it, and he saw the clip where her diamond earring fell out in the ocean.
Ocean.
He says it fell into the pool, but obviously it was the moment where she's like, oh my God, Ron, that was like $10,000. It was either like $17,000 or $10,000.
Yes.
This huge diamond just falls out on keeping up, and he thought to himself, holy crap, this woman's got a lot of money and like obviously a lot of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he thought this lady doesn't care at all, like she's loosey-goosey with stuff.
Got it.
She's rich, She's got all this money. She don't care. So he said guilty. Guilt? No, he doesn't care. Like,
so he doesn't give a shit?
No. She's rich. She deserved it.
I hate people like
I
can't stand this fucking asshole.
I know. I literally.
Are you kidding me?
Like, why are we giving? You just traumatized her. Why are we canceling Andrew Tate? Let's cancel this fucking guy.
Let's cancel them both.
Like, why are we?
No, but seriously,
why are we
that
not
is
more like ready to take him down?
He's in Paris, right? I'm assuming he's in Paris. Like, you can't really do anything.
Kim Kardashian's alleged Paris robber is speaking out about the very scary incident. Which, who interviewed him?
Also scary for her, not for him.
I'm like, wow. The fuck?
He was like, I was scared too. The fuck?
Scared of what?
Scared of what? Like, that's crazy.
A monster. True monster.
He's like, oh, she deserved it. She's rich. She like is gonna get robbed regardless.
Yeah.
Might as well be me.
Might as well be me.
That's like what it sounds like in my head. Like, it sounds like fucking psychotic.
A monster. A true monster. Can you imagine how she feels? Like, oh, they're interviewing him now? Like, can you imagine? Like, I thought I'd heard of everything. Oh yeah.
I would blast that media site for doing that.
That's what they want, so she won't do it.
They want what?
They would want that. It's you're press. Right. The yeah. Media likes anything negative or positive. Yeah. Media likes any type of attention. I see media it's all weird. The time. Like, they'll like, they would like say things during the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case to get people riled up so they could get comments and
like
clicks.
The New York Post, like they would say something.
Because that's how they
like
make money. So to them, they like don't care about mm-mm. what they're reporting. It's how they keep themselves alive and make money. So it's like they would purposely post
crazy things, shit.
Yeah, crazy shit about the case to get the clicks, to get people riled up, to get people upset. Because honestly, most of the comments on their thing are like, why are you reporting on this? And like condemning them for what they're doing. But like media companies,
they don't care.
They don't care.
But also like I always think too with media companies, I'm like, how are y'all even afloat still? Like honestly.
Yeah, I know with social media and TikTok.
How do you guys, people consume media so differently now
they do
than they did back then that I'm like, how are you guys even which still means afloat?
I think maybe the stories make it even more ludicrous to keep them afloat.
And I think that's probably why. That's probably what they're doing, because they want to stay in business.
Yeah.
So they're doing like crazy shit just for the clicks.
Just for the clicks.
To stay alive.
Our next topic.
Our next topic
is a doozy.
It's another fucking doozy, let me tell you guys. So I don't know if you guys saw, Catherine McBroom went off on Shyla. It's Shyla Walker, right? That's her last name?
Yes.
Shyla Walker. So, Shyla, this is how the story transpired.
Catherine McBroom is Austin McBroom's wife, the Ace family.
Ace family.
In case you guys don't know who that is.
Ace family.
The mom of the Ace family.
That's all you need to know is Ace family.
Ace family.
And now they're like, ah.
Got it.
It we're clicked in their head. So, what happened was.
And Shyla dated Austin, who's the dad of the Ace family's brother, and they have a child together. So, that's the connection between the two.
Laura just explained it perfectly.
Well, so you tell us the tea now.
So so that was the backstory. The tea is that, so recently, Shyla wanted to take her daughter to Disneyland and do like this full VIP experience. Her with Landon, like the co-parenting, like take them together for the first time. He goes, I took her by myself and like kind of undermined Shyla and was just like, fuck this dude. Like he literally just took this happy moment away from me as well because he's like, because he just hates me, you know? So she blasted him on social media for it. And she was like, this fucking asshole literally took our daughter to Disneyland when I had already planned it all out and we were going to go together, takes her without me. And she got to experience all this without
I have a baby opinion I want to put in there. I personally think, like, I don't know what it's like to deal with someone like him because I haven't been in a relationship with a child in that situation. But I think they need to, like, keep their little Disneyland and this spat. They're going to have a million spats by the end of this because that's who you're dealing with. But it's like, no need to go on stories every time he does something 100%. Dirty to you. 100%. You know what I mean?
Like, you don't have to make it public all the time.
Uh-huh. We get it.
Like, we know it. That it's fucking trash.
Yeah.
Like,
and
we
I don't
get
think
it.
She's trying to, like, specifically get it's attention. I think she's, like, literally fuming.
Yep.
And she wants to expose what a horrible person he is. I think that's, like, what it is. I don't think she's, like, trying to get attention. You know what I mean?
No, I completely agree. But I think it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, you're going to get attention regardless for it because that's just kind of what the name of the game
it is
with what's going on. And like, you're also not putting it out there for no reason either.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're writing it in a journal where only you're seeing it.
Right.
You're putting it on social media for a specific reason.
And that stuff
and
that's spirals.
It's going to spiral. So,
and it did spiral.
And it did. And it absolutely did. So she ended up doing that. The whole thing happened. So Catherine ended up like going off because she because Shiloh went off about Austin in that same kind of thread.
So she ties in Catherine's husband now. Yep. So Catherine's like, all right, girl, now I'm going to speak up.
Exactly. Which I'm also, I was also very shocked that she even said anything, to be quite honest. I was like,
what did she bring up about Austin? It kind of exposed.
She went like in. She like, she's had she enough. Did like almost like bullet points of like, she's like, y'all are all right about Austin. And like, she's, you're like, this is all alleged, obviously. She goes, yeah, Catherine knows that Austin's a cheater. Austin and his dad do sleep with women together and they do like that thing. All these, like, there's like a list of things. They're like, they're broke.
Said they're broke. Shiloh also mentioned that they did IVF to make sure that they would have a boy whenever a lot of their content was around, like, is it a boy or girl? Yep. And they knew the entire time. So just kind of exposing them on, like, their phoniness online.
The lies. The all lies. That kind of stuff.
At the end of the day, like, I get it. But at the end of the day, I'm like, anyone that watches them pretty much knows and kind of, like, doesn't care, I think.
Or their, like, children have no, like, idea what's going on.
It's either one or the other. They know. They're kind of like, I get it, because they've been in so much drama. It's like, how do you not know? And the audience is just like, are the people who are just like, they're fine with that, or it's children and they don't know. So at the end of the day, I kind of just think, like, everything she exposed them on, I was kind of like, oh yeah, but I was like, I feel like everyone, like, kind of, like, knows.
Yeah. When I read all those things, I was like,
check, yep.
Like, I just, like, figured all those things.
I was like, it was like no new news.
Yeah, it wasn't new. But the gag, the new thing was the fact that Catherine was one that actually am coming out being like, she called her out by name. She was like, Shiloh's, you know, like,
I am not taking Catherine's side here, but, like, of course she's going to speak out. Like, she came for them hard.
Her man.
Yeah.
She came for her man. Hard.
Well, the IVF thing, she came from Catherine and her man. She came for the Ace family.
The family in general.
She came for the family. So, of course, Catherine, like you're going to poke a bear. You know what I'm
saying?
Totally,
totally. But what was weird to me is that, like, so I watched, like, the whole, like, rant that Catherine had. And to me, a lot of it was, like, very contradictory to what it was. So she goes, you know, I know Shiloh. I know, like, how she is. She's just lying for attention. Like, you don't even know what it's like for real women to get abused. Like, she says that. And then she goes into, like, literally, like, a minute later, she's like, you don't even know us like that. How would you know any of these things? You're lying about everything. You don't even know us. And she's like, so then how would you say you know Shiloh, like, this isn't that, but now she doesn't know you?
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of, like, it's very contradictory statement-wise. And so what really gagged me, and that, like, the thing that kind of, like, annoyed me was when she goes, I'm a girl's girl, and I believe women.
You can't say that in the same sentence where you're saying a woman is lying about the abuse and trauma that she's faced, which I think, I don't know. It's like, again, contradicts.
It just, again, it's like contradicts. Like, it's a very contradictory statement in general. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to say something and then the next sentence completely negates that exact one thing, that's not how an argument works.
Right.
You're literally just negating everything you're just saying.
Was
with
this
something
face
else.
To camera?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like, stories
IG
like.
Stories? No.
Mm-hmm. Stories.
So then she was just speaking.
So she was just talking.
She was just rambling on.
Yeah, she was talking. So, and I guess, like, when you're in a ramble, like, you don't really catch, you're not catching yourself.
Catching every little thing.
But that was, like, so strange to me, because she goes, like, you don't, like, imagine what it's like for women who really get abused and, like, get, like, hit. And then she goes, like, you'll never know what it's like to go into. Like, you're just doing dishes and your husband comes home and beats you with a pan.
She said that?
She said that.
Okay, but, like, is Shiloh not being abused because someone didn't beat her with a pan?
I'm like, there's more forms of abuse than just physical.
Yeah.
And, like, just because she wasn't hit by a pan in the kitchen
doesn't mean she doesn't know what abuse is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the statement, it was like, this is really, like, gaggy. Like, it was, like, not a good, like, I understand coming to your man's defense and wanting to say something. I get that. But, like, the statement was so, so inappropriate. And it was giving the complete opposite of girl's girl.
Wow. Oh, my God.
She's like,
God.
You didn't experience that. Like, real women suffer. Like, there's real women that do get abused, and, like, that's really unfair to other women for you to say that. That's what she said.
See, this is where I go back to where it's like, Shiloh, if you would have just, like, handled it behind closed doors, because here's the thing, dealing with, like, a person like Landon, like, you're probably going to be dealing with these scenarios
for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Because you have
truly,
a child.
Truly.
Like, honestly, like, you have a kid together, like, it's going to be forever.
And so this is it. And so it's like, honestly, it seems to be making those situations worse by speaking out. Well, I get you. There has been like so many times in my career where I've wanted to like say something.
Oh yeah.
And I know what that does. It makes the situation continue on, mm-hmm. and it's like not my job to serve justice. You know what I mean? Like
it becomes a storm.
Yeah, it becomes a storm, yeah. And it's like at the end of the day, what do I want? Peace? Okay, well this is how we get it.
Yes, especially when like you're in shit. Like you're if you're dealing with so much shit.
Yeah.
So you know when you're looking at the situation, it's like it's hard because obviously Shyla in a way brought it upon herself because she's the one that exactly. made like the first.
Through the first move. Stone.
Through the first stone.
It was a large stone.
It was a big stone.
It was a boulder.
She cast it. Mm-hmm. And so things kind of transpired from it. But if that never would have came to light, I don't think that Catherine would have gone on this rant. But I do think I that either. Catherine looked either. Worse doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the 100%. Things said. The things said were like.
It's not. Like, it was so not. When I watched it, I was like.
Jeez Louise.
It's just not. It wasn't giving girls girl, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like. Very contradictory.
Yeah. So that was just like really, really wild to me. And I was just like, wow, this is happening.
Oh my gosh.
And the journey continues with them.
I think that like honestly. The Ace family feuds and like multiple layers of drama will never end as long as they're uploading. I think it will always chase after them.
Well, you know, really it's because, you know, they say how like the haters are just going to hate.
Got it.
Moving on. And with that,
more important news, right HBO is breaking their own app. HBO.
Period.
Let me tell you something about HBO. Quality over
top
quantity.
Top tier.
No dust on their shelves. Mm-hmm. All plates cleaned.
Yes.
They don't play games.
I love HBO Max. Let me tell you something.
It's my favorite streaming service. HBO mm-hmm. Max, my favorite streaming service.
Yep.
They do not buy cheap writing. Mm-mm. The writing has to be subpar. Like
no, literally, it has to be incredible.
Like whenever they come out with like their own The Staircase, by the way, HBO.
HBO is it like original?
Uh huh.
So that's why it's so well done.
So well done.
Euphoria, Game of Thrones,
the list,
True Blood.
Is True Blood HBO?
I think so. Yeah.
You guys watch The Staircase. If you guys like murder documentaries, mm-hmm. it's not a documentary, it's a TV show, but if you do, watch The Staircase. But in further news, I'm looking up HBO TV shows so I can.
Oh, yeah. And just so we get. No, Showtime did Dexter. I was wondering who did Dexter. Showtime.
House of Dragons broke HBO. So House of Dragons is House of the Dragons, actually, mm-hmm. what it's called. House I kind of wish Dragon? It was House of Dragons.
Me too.
I feel like it flows a little better.
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon is the prequel to Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So it's the Targaryen family, what King's Landing and all that was like before Game of Thrones.
Like 47 years before.
Okay. So a lot more dragons in it, a lot more drama in it. The first episode had so much.
The gag.
So much happened. So much happened. It felt like I watched an entire movie. Same. And that was just episode one. There were parts where I had to close my eyes.
Me too. I had to go on my phone and go on TikTok.
You know how
the specific scene.
You know how Game of Thrones was really graphic.
Yeah.
This is like on next level. Like they are turning up the violence and just the drama. The stakes are high.
I just couldn't like when I see that being done. The acting is obviously so amazing that you feel like it's real.
Yeah.
But also, so are like the visuals of it happening. Because I'm like. What kind of like prosthetic thing did you have to do to make this happen? Because it's literally it's wild.
Money. That budget.
It's money. HBO
the
budget?
The HBO budget?
It's real.
Honey, they're spending every penny on
they
it.
They also do We're Here, which is a show I really appreciate on HBO as well. Yeah. They do We're Here.
They also did Hacks.
Oh yeah. My favorite.
They also did Hacks. Succession, iconic. One of my favorite shows. Chernobyl. It's on the nuclear disaster that happened.
Yes.
Really good TV show. They did it. I mean,
they have great documentaries. I feel like they were really known. I feel like they're really known for documentaries too, though. HBO did lot of documentaries that were really, really big.
Peacemaker. I mean, I'm telling you, like the one.
Not me thinking Peacemaker was Showtime.
Oh no!
It's
HBO. Oh. White Lotus.
Oh.
I know.
I could go
on and on. Like
they're amazing. Amount,
the shows that are like 10 stars. So basically, whenever they release House of Dragons on night one, it streamed over 10 million views, which was the most like streamed show they've ever had, and it like broke their app, which of course is back up and running now. They mm-hmm. just were not prepared. And let me tell you something. I feel like it. like sometimes when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, for that show. But this show, I do feel like it makes sense, because after I watched it, I'm like, they gave it all.
They really did.
They brought they the dragons, the war, the it. Violence, the
whole
the drama,
budget, ussy, their whole bussy
the
in it.
Went into this first episode. Yes. So I was like, and guys, that's on the first day, like yeah. whenever. So, because I know you guys are probably like 10 million YouTubers get more than that, but I'm like, YouTubers get more than that overall. This is on day one.
And it's a streaming service that costs like 10 bucks a month.
Jesus.
$15. I don't even know how much it is, but it's like, imagine getting $15 a month times 10 million yeah. viewers. And that's just
and that's
like people
on one.
That's just
on
viewing.
Day one.
Yeah.
So can you imagine, like me, I watched it 3 days later. Like, can you imagine?
I watched it yesterday, yeah, 2 days later.
I texted Manny immediately. I was like, Manny, if you haven't watched House of the Dragons, I need you to watch it as soon as you get home.
And I did. And I fucking loved it.
I got that.
And it was so good.
It was so, wasn't it great?
It was amazing. It was so good.
I thought I was going to like twiddle on my computer a little while watching it. And I was like.
Well, honestly, I will say, like, watching it, I have a hard time remembering, like, names and
oh,
places
God,
and, like,
it's so hard.
That
the way
show
they talk
is
too.
So tough.
Yeah.
I have to put subtitles on, even slightly understand
what's happening.
Because it's so hard to follow along during in the Game of Thrones world and vibe and stuff like that. So I'm like, while I'm watching House of Dragon, I'm like this.
Oh, that's me. And we get half the story.
Yes.
Because I watched Game of Thrones 2 times. And let me tell you something. If you watch it twice, and if you're me, like, it's hard for me to comprehend that much at once. Like, it's hard for me to understand everything.
The names are hard.
I cannot tell you how many times I've, like, dead serious, like, flat out watched a TV show with Tyler. And I look at Tyler. I'm like, what happened?
What just happened?
And he will explain everything that's going on. But I'm watching. I'm just like.
And it's like.
Yeah, just woo. Like it got deep.
It's just wind going right through your ears.
Right through my god dang little pee head.
Right through your pee head.
Right through my pee head.
No, I love it. Well, I love HBO Max and I want them to stay forever.
Forever.
Because I'm obsessed with them.
They're so good. I just love it. They bring variety too. All those shows that I listed are completely different genres.
They honestly, if you want a good show, HBO Originals.
That's what's good too when HBO Original comes out. Cause you know, whenever you're on other apps and you're just like, I don't know if this is gonna be good, but I'm gonna try it. Yep. You can pretty much get a guarantee that you're gonna enjoy an
with
HBO Original. Yep.
They also did the Mayor of Easttown, didn't they?
Yeah, they did Mayor of Easttown. Which where's season 2?
As well. I know.
Where is season 2?
That was also amazing. Mayor
of
Easttown
was
incredible.
That one took me on some turns.
Yeah, that was a journey.
What's another TV show you've been watching right now that you love? Mine
my
was The
gosh.
Staircase because I just finished
that was
it.
That was your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what? I haven't even watched anything recently because I was in Hawaii last week. So I wasn't even like focusing
so you've been
on anything.
A little less on TV.
Well, you know, Motherland Fort Salem. That's my show.
Yeah, your go-to.
And tonight is the series finale.
Oh,
and I'm
shoot.
Devastated because it's done. Really? The show's done. But honestly, it got 3 seasons on Freeform. And apparently, like, if a show gets past 2 seasons, it's like a miracle.
That is.
And
if
this
a
world.
Show, so they consider a show successful if it gets past 2 seasons.
And I was like, it had 3. So I'm very proud.
That means it was successful.
Of Motherland, My Little Witch show. I'm very proud of it.
You know what show I know you would just eat up and love? And I've Woat. Started it. And Erin's already seen the whole thing, but she rewatches it with me. Because it's a teeny bopper show, but it's so well done.
A
the Summer
bopper.
I Turn Pretty.
Oh, on Amazon?
Is it Apple or
it's Amazon?
It's Amazon.
I've watched the first episode so far. I watched the first one. So Belly, right? With Belly?
To All the Boys I Loved Before, it's the same writer.
Oh.
That's why it's so good.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I need to give it more of a chance. I watched the first episode and I was like, okay, like maybe I can get into this.
I think I'm on episode 3 and I'm in tears.
I'm watching Loot right now, obviously.
I finished
I'm
Loot.
I'm watching Loot right now.
Apple TV also has some good shows.
Bangers.
Apple
See?
TV. Oh.
See, that was on
Apple TV.
Apple
TV is creepy. Have you guys seen Blackbird? Oh.
With the hottie? With
yes. Karen? It is so good. So it's, again, one of those shows that they turn a documentary into a TV show like The Staircase. Uh-huh. It's the same thing where back in the day, there was a killer and he's in prison for killing young girls. He's killed a lot of them, but they need a confession to hold him in there to really because he's,
really get
he's
him.
In there until his court date.
Got it.
So they need to nail him. So they need more of a confession.
But they
confession.
Know it's him.
But they know for,
they
a,
know.
Fact, for
yeah.
a fact it's him. They just need more evidence. So there's this really hot guy. He's really swaggy, played sports, and he's gotten himself into trouble selling cocaine to like high up people. And he's making good money and he's trying to support his family. And he's like a super slick hotshot guy.
Uh-huh.
Get it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So he gets sentenced to 9 years in prison, getting caught up. Yeah. So in prison, he was there, I think, for a year and he did really, really well in prison.
Yeah.
Like he kind of started a porn business there. All the guys. guys loved him. He's no just way. This he's charismatic like a good guy that everyone loves.
Oh my God, it's like me.
Yeah, if you went to prison, it's you.
I would do well in prison. Yes. No, I don't think I would, actually. Mm-mm. I'd become someone's bitch.
So basically, the feds are like looking for someone that's like that to go convince this guy to be his friend.
Yes.
And get a confession out of him. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the premise of the show. I won't tell the obviously more details of what happens, but that's like the basis, the premise of what. It's a true story.
I'm going to watch it.
And it is so good. I binged the whole thing, I think, in like 2 nights.
No way. Yeah, so it was like you were in it.
Multiple people put on their IG story, have you guys seen Blackbird? And I'm like, yes, bitch.
Oh, I'm watching it.
You guys got to get into it. Blackbird.
Tell me why we can low-key do an entire episode dedicated to shows and movies you will love.
Oh,
we literally because we are like such show movie people.
We are.
We love, like, I love to indulge late at night when I'm, like, exhausted and I'm brain dead. I want to, like, watch something.
Me too.
And just, like, relax and go to bed.
Such a good way to relax. Oftentimes, me and Manny will try to watch the same TV show so we can converse.
Yeah, so we can have our meetings about it.
Conversion.
And I'll be sending voice notes like, did you watch last night? What did you think of this? How was it? That's literally us.
It's true.
Like, I love having shows with Laura. Like, we're getting like, okay, let's watch it.
We be deep diving.
We do.
All right, last topic, Manny.
Last topic.
Pink Sauce is back and better than ever, baby.
I can't believe like, this is the story that ended up happening.
I wrote down the name of the people that basically invested. It's like Dave's Gourmet, I believe it
is. Yes, okay, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So a company basically has, I want to say invested. They've like taken on. They took the Pink Sauce company,
yep,
the TikToker that created it. We talked about it in a past episode, under their wing, and they are now going to have it served in restaurants and put it in stores. Which obviously, Dave, I think it's Dave's Gourmet. Don't quote me on it. That took on the Pink Sauce
the journey,
and I think they're going to regulate it.
I mean, I would think that when you have like a very reputable company that's going to help take you under the wing. It's going to be regulated. Things are going to be going correctly. There's not going to be any fuck ups. I mean, there might be, but not as much
not as
it
potentially go
if you're just like making it yourself.
Yeah, if you got the big dogs in there,
it's going to be a little bit more smooth, secure.
A more secure package situation. So, but I think that's cool that like this really TikToker made it happen.
And the guy used to like, she was getting wrecked. She was getting wrecked.
And she still made it happen.
And she still made it happen, even with getting wrecked. And even with, you know, the whole FDA thing. And even with her thinking that F doesn't stand for food.
If that don't tell you
that anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I don't know what
I don't know what does. So honestly, good for her.
Power, like honestly, more power to her.
It's called pushing through. And clearly she got connected. So she's trying to make it right and really make it happen. So that's so cool, I thought.
I mean, I remember seeing like a video of her. She was talking about like people, like how they were making videos, but completely like fabricating that they even bought the pink sauce.
I believe
and, like,
that.
Pretending to go to the hospital because of the pink sauce.
And I'm that. Like,
I think that people were doing that for clout, for clicks and views.
Anyone will do, not anyone.
Most people
will do anything to go viral. So,
and
that's why it's so important not to believe everything you see.
Yes, grain of salt, everything.
Grain of salt, everything. And like that hurt her, but look at her now. Look
literally now she has a company
now.
Under her and like she might be literally in retail stores
and restaurants serving pink
that
her pink
is
sauce.
So
that's
fucking
so
cool. I want to try it when it's like regulated and really well done.
Definitely
like I want it. I will buy it.
Oh yeah.
We should do a video on it, like a YouTube video, like trying it.
Okay, I'm down.
Like when it's regulated and like good.
No, we're
you already have tummy issues right now. Like you can't do pink sauce right
now. Maybe that's what I needed.
It will go right through you.
Maybe that's what I needed to loosen the bowels.
Yes, it would it would literally take your bowels as if it's like cleaner in a fucking pipe.
Pink.
Rush it out.
Just pink.
Oh, it's coming out like Pepto-Bismol.
Wow. Why is Ty giving me nasty looks?
Because he's a sicko.
Yeah, he is.
But that's it for today's episode, you guys. That's
Thank
it for the
rapid
fire.
Thank you guys for watching.
We love you guys so much. Let us know who you guys want to see on Full Coverage. Guests
yes,
down
please.
Below.
Yes, please.
I live in Los Angeles.
Yes, please.
That would be really fun.
And don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe. And obviously, please comment who you like as a C. And we'll catch you in our next episode. Bye,
we love
guys.
You guys so much. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.